What's going on, everybody? You're tuning in to Time to Talk podcast. And of course, you know that this is Francesca, and I'm coming to you with the latest and greatest about Instacart. Like I say always in my podcast shows, if you have any questions or comments or concerns or whatever the case may be, you can always link up with me at timetotalkfm@gmail.com. And guys, I am also on Twitter under Time to Talk FM. And of course, you guys, I'm under the wonderful Facebook under Let's Talk. And also, I'm on Instagram. Anyway, to all my Instacart shoppers and my Instacart listeners, I received something in my email today. It approximately happened on January the 12th or whatnot. And it really bothered me because yesterday I sat and I looked at my Instacart comments and they were all good and wonderful and like everything. And I really like that really brought my spirits up and everything. So to all my customers and Instagram, thank you for sending me the wonderful comments. It really made me feel good and let me know that basically I'm doing my job. Anyway, guys, I received an initial notice of violation. Okay, it was on January the 12th, and I'm just now like receiving this, and it really shocked me because I knew it was a lie. And so I want to say to my happy Instacart shoppers out there, I mean, you have the mean customers. They'll do anything to terrorize you or whatever the case may be by telling lies and slandering your name. But to all my Instacart happy shopper listeners, I want y'all to listen to this. It's an initial notice of violation. Hi, Francesca. A customer reported that you delivered an order that smelled like smoke. Smoky orders are also food safety concerns, which I understand that. Okay. Smoky orders also is a food safety concern, which violates the full service shopper account access guidelines and the independent contractor agreement. Additional complaints about this may cause your shopper account to be deactivated. For number one, I knew that was a lie, you know. Number two, January 12th, that was on a what? Sunday? It was on a Sunday when they had the app crash or whatever the case may be. But I'm sitting up here trying to determine approximately what time, you know, I'm not even worrying about it, you know, because matter of fact, I do smoke cigarettes, but quite frankly, I didn't have any cigarettes that day. Okay. And plus for number one, I had my children with me. You know, that's why I always carry, like my children with me just in case anything pops off, you know, as far as safety or whatever the case may be. So I knew it was a lie for number one. And number two, I don't even know what she's talking about. And then, so what happened was I contacted, you know, customer service or whatever the case is. And the customer service got kind of smart with me, but I explained my situation and they kind of understood, you know, and they were like, well, we know it's a lie because we asked her types of questions like what type of smell of the smoke it was, they was asking for the scent. So the customer service, they already knew that it was a lie. And number two, I put my stuff in the trunk, so I know that my trunk does not smell like cigarette smoke, for number one. And number two, it was rude. And so basically what I did was I talked to the customer service and I told them I don't want to do any more deliveries for that particular person because so far, I mean, I haven't had any complaints. Like, everything is all good when I do my deliveries. And you could tell by the comments, I'm pretty sure that you guys looked at it on the Facebook group, you know, because I was very excited. And then all of a sudden, what the customer service people didn't understand was why wasn't this informed to me on that particular date? Why all of a sudden I'm getting it today? Today is what, Wednesday? I'm getting it all of a sudden. So we already knew that it was a lie. So To whoever's trying to terrorize me and slander me, I just want to say this. I'm sorry that you feel that way, that that's your thing to do, but to let you know, I do have you on my block list, so you cannot receive nothing from me, absolutely nothing at all. You get somebody else, you slander their name and try to terrorize them, and they will do the same thing too. I mean, because that really bothered me, ladies and gentlemen, because I'm looking like, these people, you know, some of these customers are outrageous. And this is to my Instacart shoppers. They are outrageous. They are obscene. They think that we supposed to run, skip, jump, and hop, whatever the case may be. So at the end of the day, when you turn around and do that, that's uncalled for. I mean, I don't know if you're having a bad day to the customers or whatever, but I just want to let the customers know that as far as us Instacart shoppers, our full shoppers, whatever the case may be, we go through a lot. You do not understand. We go through a lot finding your items. We go through a lot checking the ounces. We go through a lot when it comes to finding you replacements, and it still doesn't seem to satisfy you. So at the end of the day, you customers, if you want to go around slandering people because things don't go your way, let me tell you something. That is life, okay? Life doesn't go your way. We might not can't find your peas and your corn and your organic stuff or whatever the case may be. But let me tell you something. As far as it comes to us delivering groceries to you, we try hard. We get up at the crack of dawn to make sure that your groceries are delivered fair and square. We even take crap from you guys, especially when it comes to tips. You know, especially when it comes to tips, we take the bull crap, we take the insults, we take the, you know, we take it all from you customers out there that's ordering. So just give us a little understanding, a little courage for what we do, because at the end of the day, we really don't have to do it. You know, you can get in your car and do your own grocery shopping, so you could turn around and cuss the cashiers out and then turn around and cuss the associates out or whatever the case may be. But we take it in our hearts to try to find the things that you need to make sure that you are okay. And some of your customers, y'all are nice and y'all are sweet, but I'm not talking about the customers that's nice and sweet and that's understandable. I'm talking about the customers, okay? I'm talking about the customers that don't have respect for humankind. I mean, come on, that's reality, you know? Sometimes you can't get what you want. We go forward and beyond to make sure that you have that. And sometimes, hey, you might not get what you want, you know, and whatever the case may be, because it's not there, because it's out of stock. Don't blame us. You blame the company that deals with your product. You call them, you complain to them, like why they don't have this particular item in stock, or this, that, and the third. That's what it all boils down to. So when you turn around and tell us like, oh, they don't have it, and then you turn around and get upset, that is not our fault. That is not our fault that they're out of stock and whatever the case may be. It's not our fault that they don't have enough shelf room to have it on the shelf. It is not our fault, you know, that they run out of organic stuff quicker than the usual. You deal with that when it comes to the company. Don't come down on us. We can't twiddle our fingers and snap our fingers like, hey, get that product to us right now. We cannot do that. We can only do but so much at any given time and in any given way. So when you turn around and insult us Instacart shoppers, are full shoppers, are in-store shoppers, or whatever the case may be, how you order your food. Not only you're doing that, you're hurting the whole Instacart team. You know, when you turn around and slander other people to make yourself look good. I said my piece. Anyway, guys, it's just crazy. I mean, because, you know, some of these customers are outrageous. They could turn around and slander your name, and then bam, next thing you know, your Instacart account, as far as a delivery in shopper or whatever the case may be, is deactivated. And that's not fair to us. It is not fair to us how these customers turn around and slander people's names and get away with it. I mean, it's just simple as that, because that is not right. That is so cruel. That is unfair. That is not justice. And that's just right down disrespectful to our Instacart shoppers. It's just right down disrespectful. And I see it going on a lot in North Carolina. Okay? I'm seeing it, you know? And it just needs to stop. We can't twiddle our fingers, okay? I mean, what do you want us to do? If they don't have it, they don't have it. Don't come down on us to make us look bad. Don't come down on us to make our ratings go down. You come down on the company. And it's just simple as that. You're tuning in to Time to Talk. I said my piece. Guys, stay tuned, and we will be right back. And we are back. You're tuning in to Time to Talk podcast. Of course, you know that this is Francesca. And if you have any questions or comments or whatever the case may be, you know, you can always link up with me at Time to Talk FM1 on Twitter. And if you also want to link up with me on my Gmail, I'm at timetotalkfm@gmail.com. Anyway, guys, I'm sorry that I like really exploded, because that's just the way I feel. I mean, that was just right down childish, and that was just right down just disrespectful. It was very disrespectful. Very disrespectful. How they turn around and just slander your names like that and lie. These customers, they turn around, they get to lie on you to make their self feel good. And that's just really upset me. That really upsets me. I'm very upset. And I could not believe it, that that customer actually lied on me. Just slandered my name and everything. Just slander it and just, I mean, I was just upset. I was very upset, because I was just sitting here just, you know, enjoying my day and everything, and my phone just said bling. I looked and I saw that, and I was like, what in the world? You damn right I call Instacart customer service, because every Instacart shopper has a right to defend themselves. They have a right to defend themselves. But anyway, so far, you know, I got that squared away. And to my Instacart shoppers, if you don't feel safe or whatever, or if you've been in the situation I am, you can always block that particular customer and you will not be delivering for them anymore. Because, I mean, sometimes you got to feel safe. You know, you don't even know that, the situation I went through, you never know, that lady or whoever it was could lie on me the next time. You know, it's very hard to trust people nowadays. Anyway, guys, I checked out my comments and I could not believe it. Actually, guys, I posted it on Facebook under the Instacart Shoppers Unfiltered or whatever the case may be. Yeah, shout outs to Instacart Shoppers Unfiltered. They are so cool. But yeah, I just, you know, basically I said I'm feeling so good right now. Actually, I was in tears because of the kind things that some of these customers said about me. You know, one of them said, I have a very positive attitude and a warm personality. So I was like, I was in shock. I was like, what? You know, I could not believe it, you know. And one lady said, I appreciate her eye for fresh produce. I try not to order fresh produce because oftentimes personal shoppers don't pick out the visually appealing produce. So, I mean, I was very shocked. I was very shocked. And a lot of people, you know, when I posted it, Noelle, she said, that's awesome. Great job. And then she basically asked me, where did I find it? And I told her. And more people started, you know, snapping their, you know, comments and stuff. They felt so good. Mary, she posted, you know, her comments and, you know, big shout out to Mary. And Sarah, she posted her comments. And Donna, she posted her, you know, comments. And Destiny, you know, she said, I love when I get comments, and she posted her comments, you know. It really makes you feel good, you know. It's still some good people out there, you know. Not all people are bad, you know, but when they turn around and slander, you know, that's just crazy. But we're talking about the good customers, the ones that know, that's like really understandable. And one person said that they haven't gotten any comments yet, so your time will come, you know. And one person, Angel, she said, we get comments, LOL. Yes, Angel, baby. We get comments, you know. And, you know, Sierra, she said, I love mine too. I mean, like, these comments, guys, on Instacart, they really make us feel good, you know, to the good customer. So, you know, that lets them know that they it lets you know, Instacart shoppers and personal shoppers, that they appreciate what we are doing. They like really appreciate it, you know, and especially when they come with the tips and whatever, you know. So I'm just very excited, you know. And it makes you feel good. It really makes you feel good when these customers says great things about you. Like Sierra, she posted hers. Sierra, she's in the Instacart Unfiltered. One of her customers said, she was great. Took the time to send a photo to explain the lack of product. Also went above and beyond to ask if they had any more of what I wanted in the back. I asked her to leave it on the porch as I have a sleeping baby, and she sent a photo of that too, rather than just leaving it. Great service. I wish I could have the same person every time. So when you do stuff like that, it really makes us feel good. It makes the customers feel good. But you also have customers that slander, and you have to really watch out for those. So, and then one person, Terry, she, I'm gonna read one of the comments that her customer sent her. And it stated, great communication. Took the time to contact me to find the best choice available when my desired choice was unavailable. Didn't just refund like a lot of shoppers do. If I haven't made a backup choice, friendly, professional, and thorough. So, you know, it's some good people out there that like really appreciate us, and they really appreciate us. And to those who don't know, because one person asked, we get comments. I haven't even received any comments. For those who don't know, yes, we do get comments. Basically, what you do is go under your app, under how am I doing, and under the app it says view your comments. So, you know, it's really up under there, and then all the other stuff, you know. And you want to know what's cool? I did not know, like, if you order the wrong items, they give you time to explain it. They let you report it as a fraud. So that's really awesome. I was like, wow, you know, at least they give Instacart give you time to explain yourself. Some other people don't. They turn around and try to slander you. You know, but anyway, guys, we are going to take a break. You are tuning in the Time to Talk, and we will be right back. You're tuning in to Time to Talk podcast. Of course, you know who this is. Anyway, guys, we are back and better than before, I guess. I feel so much better. I'm glad that I let that out because I am telling the truth. These customers here or customers everywhere, they just think that we are superman, superwoman, have superpowers. And that's just not right how they slander our names. It's not right and it's not fair. Anyway, guys, if you have any questions or comments or whatever the case may be, you can always link up with me at timetotalkfm@gmail.com. Guys, it is time for me to get out of here. I was just doing a short show today. I just want to let y'all know what I was going through and everything. And it's just not right. It's not fair at all. Anyway, I hope to all my Instacart shoppers, my full shoppers, my in shoppers, y'all have a wonderful day and a wonderful week. And be blessed and stay humble.